Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, Chatshit Committee, welcome back to Chatshit, y'all, the official Rap Shit podcast, the companion of the Max original series, Rap Shit. For season two, here we are.
Yes, and you guys know these faces. I'm your sister, Jesse Wu.
And it's your boy, the incomparable Zach Campbell. And we here to chop it up, honey. This episode, honey. Yeah. Episode four. Oh, Jesse, what is this episode called? And who wrote this and directed it, babe?
The episode's title is Detour, and it was written by Dave Helm and directed by Lawrence Lamont. Okay, so Lawrence is making a comeback with direction.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
And
my God, family in the house tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously we're still on tour. Oakland is where Mia, Shauna, and everybody, Chastity, is. They arrive at a rundown motel. We already know that Mia had her little mishap with Mr. 30K in the last episode, so no surprise that she's back in the trenches. Chastity and Mia and Shauna, after fighting a couple roaches in the hotel room. Actually, let's talk about the fact that they were
in this hotel
fighting
this
roaches. Have you ever been booked for something and had to stay in a room where you looked down and roaches were doing the electric slide?
Can you please, not the electric slide. Absolutely the fuck not.
Oh, I've experienced that.
No, well, I've lived there before. I've lived in a home that had that before. But I've never been booked somewhere and the room, it looked like, uh-oh, shouldn't sleep here tonight. The thing is,
I've had that once.
Girl.
And never again.
A blood stain in the middle of the floor, though?
That was disgusting. First of all, I don't know if that was... Was it human blood? Was it rat blood?
Who knows? Why was the carpet soggy?
Yeah. Like, was there a body in here?
Bitch, I hate when my socks get wet. Did you ever step in a wet ass something with your socks?
And then why do you have all these wet spots on the carpet, but the dresser was so dusty?
What, like asbestos was coming from the goddamn ceiling, baby. And while all this is going on, the only thing, the motel wasn't the only thing busted, though, Jesse, because what was also busted was my bitch Mia's face, but she tried to send that text message, and it was green. For my iPhone users at home, you know this. When you try to send a text message, if you ain't got no Wi-Fi or your service is bad and you paid your bill, girl, it's going to turn green or you're blocked.
Somebody blocked you.
Mm.
Somebody definitely blocked you.
And she was sending, as we saw in the thread, she's sending pictures.
She's sending coochie pics.
Coochie pics. Bitch, I
understand that. She's sending coochie pics from the...
You like what you see?
I mean, she's sending coochie pics from the back. You know it's serious if you send it coochie pics from the back. Like, she's like, hello, I need this man to answer me ASAP. And that man did not answer nothing. All she was met with was nothing. A green bubble.
Like, damn. Wow.
Child, he's not answering anything. So she looks shit-faced. And, you know, this brings about a little connection moment with her and Shauna. Like, you know, she's like, you know, obviously, I know you don't fuck with me. Shauna says to Mia, I know you don't fuck with me. But
Mia's like, bitch, I fuck with you. Like, you just tired.
Yeah.
You just tired sometimes. And we all got friends like that. That, like, I live for you, girl. But sometimes you come up around here and you get to being tired. And I don't got time for all your bullshit. Like, I got some friends that sometimes, like, Shauna reminds me of that friend that, like, bitch, they just dump everything on you and like, oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. And at some point in time, bitch, it get like, girl, we both in the same boat. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, it's all right. Yeah. You broke, I'm broke. And me, at least me, like, bitch, I'm trying to make something happen.
Yeah.
Like, geez, Louise, girl. But while they in this goddamn room, girl, they found out it's raining rain. had a complex interview feature where Raina doesn't even mention or credit our girls.
What are their names again?
Oh, you know, just some local talent, you know, some artists that I found. I just wanted to give them a shot.
Isn't that crazy? Well, I'm not even surprised. Let me stop. Let me now wait. I'm actually not gagged because let me tell you something. Of course, you white women up here talking about some, I saved them. I wanted to jump through that screen when she tried to make it seem like she put them on. She's doing charity work. This is her BLM moment. Girl, I really can't stand the rain.
I'm not surprised. And then she was like, oh, local talent. Oh, okay. It's like the moment the girls heard that, I knew. I was like, listen, as I'm watching it, I'm like, y'all better tighten the fuck up and understand that this is the exposure tour that y'all wanted.
Ooh, but see,
this is the exposure tour that y'all wanted. See, when you start off with no respect and not requiring respect, this is the type of treatment that you get. Like, I've been saying that from the jump. It's like, when you don't require respect and you don't require things like per diems and you don't require at least a 4-star hotel, like,
minimum.
Those are, like, minimum. Like, at least, and for them, I was like, okay, 3 stars. Like, I'll give you 3 stars.
At least
like,
a residence
inn. Y'all could have put, y'all could have gave them a little Marriott. Like,
somebody got a Marriott card that y'all could have put them in a goddamn residence inn. 3 stars.
No.
What is it, $83 a night? Raina, no shade, Raina. Miss Rain, girl, you may got me on this because I kind of was on your team with this. I live for walking through with the drama, with the coat, dragging the coats, dragging the goddamn solo cups and the blunt wraps and fucking
somebody
shit.
Was like, damn, y'all shooting a reality show?
I live for her coming through with this fucking long-ass
somebody
coat.
Somebody following her with a camera.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
She getting her life, girl. I'm a star. She gets on, she get on the table, and here go Francois, old tired ass. I got a table for y'all, too. No, the fuck you don't, but all right, here we go. They get in this section. It ain't all what they thought it was, because Rain on the goddamn table like, everybody say, ow!
She's just carrying on.
Nobody
said, ow. Yeah. Anyway, but I guess, like, they all, Shauna had a freestyle prepared that she was going to make sound like a freestyle.
Yes.
According to Francine's instructions. And then you have, you know, Raina. I guess they were trying to arrange for, like, Shauna to do it first and then Raina, you know. But anyway, the girl said, no, we ain't doing it. We ain't going to do it. We're not doing the duop pop for Raina this time. This she can go up there by herself.
By her fucking self. Yeah, and that's why she got up there. Hey, everybody. Like a lunch lady started fucking announcing the lunch, bitch.
My thing that always kills me too is like, I don't know if it's in television or in movies, period, when there's like awkward silence and you hear somebody.
I thought somebody was gonna say, get off the stage. Like, bitch.
Like, why does that always kill me?
I live.
That fucking kills me every time. But yeah, somebody coughing, you hear dogs barking.
Whoever did the Foley like, for this episode, y'all ate with in the back, bitch.
Oh my God.
I live.
That shit was funny as hell. But then you have, you know, Raina at first is kind of a little shaky.
But it
was funny because, like, she could kind of test the waters and test the crowd. And it was like, you know, we don't ever appropriate. We celebrate.
Y'all gonna celebrate with me tonight? Yeah. Jesse, I would have looked at her like this the whole time. Oh. For what?
Yeah.
And if you listen to this on the way to work, I looked at her with scowl, honey. Yeah. With scowl. I'd have been like, girl, what is going on? Who let this woman, Chicken Alfredo, get up here looking like this? Mm-mm. But the thing is, I will give her respect for at least breaking the mold and be like, you know what? I know I'm the white girl in here. I get it. But let me go ahead and show you what I could do. I could do my 1-2-3s and ABC ass rap. And she did ride the beat.
Yeah, she said, I do the most. I'm the butter on your toes. Okay, girl. Very revolutionary.
Checking her titties. She said,
very revolutionary.
Yeah. Girl, she was feeling herself. And I think the crowd was starting to feel it. But I do love how our girl, Shauna and Mia, was like, are they really eating this the fuck up?
Yeah.
But that goes to show, can I be on some real, real shit? Yep. I have to be there. I have to say it.
Go ahead.
But this reminded me, and it gave me a little bit of trauma, or a trigger, I should say, when I have been watching performances on television and or in person.
Yep.
And I have seen people that get on stage that get very microwave, or like they're really pushed in the industry because maybe, you know, this is what's popular right now, that we want to push this agenda. And I have looked at things and some artists in real life and been like, are they dead ass pushing this right now?
Yeah.
Are they dead ass letting this happen? And like, it is. I don't know if Shana and Mia felt like this internally, but I did watching the scene where it made me feel like, why is this happening? Why do you get this kind of attention? Meanwhile, I know for a fact what the fuck I'm rapping about, my skills. I'm sickening, bitch. And y'all let this get up here and it's half-ass baked? Speaking of.
But also, too, I think a lot of times, too, like, commentary online will be, oh, well, it's the industry. No, sometimes it be y'all. Because look at the crowd.
Come on.
The industry was not pushing the crowd. Nobody pushed a button and made all y'all start bopping y'all heads mm-hmm. from side to side. Mm-hmm. The rap was very elementary. But you saw, like, everybody, like, they come on some, now. Like, but
did you see how the DJ said, okay, give it up for Red Rain. Okay. But what I was going to say, speaking of half-baked, that's when I love the analogy that Duke or Chastity, however you want to call it. I call her Duke, okay? But Chastity was in the back of the motel telling the ladies, you know what? Y'all remind me of mac and cheese.
Fuck her. Y'all got to think of it like mac and cheese. Y'all like the mac and cheese my grandmama used to make. Five cheese blend, perfectly thick noodles, sprinkle a little cheese on top, throw that bitch in the oven, it come out all gooey, crispy, and shit.
What the hell?
Yeah. Stay with me now.
And I really do love this analogy of, you know, people, it takes a lot to become an artist. And I don't think people at home, I think because of social media, it looks so easy, it looks attainable, which in some cases it really is, no shade. But it's about what you want as an artist. It's about what message you want to give. And I feel like the way Duke used the analogy of mac and cheese, she used the analogy of Raina being the Kraft mac and cheese in the blue, I'm sorry, she said the mac and cheese in the blue box, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. The mac and cheese in the blue box, because legal. The mac and cheese in the blue box, you put in the microwave, you put some water in it, it's ready. And that is a lot of fucking artists. And some people would say today that a specific social media app gives that kind of rap when it comes to new musicians nowadays. Yep. Yep, how yep. popcorn it is, yep. right? But then you got people like Shana and Mia where you gotta take some time, some seasoning, you gotta
and
put extra cheese.
People who appreciate taste.
They're gonna get into
appreciate
it.
Mm-hmm. Artists, like real artistry. And like, I mean, it, like you said, it is an ode to what's going on today. There's a lot of microwavable artists Ooh. Out there. And you really see it sometimes like with these award shows. I was at an award show recently and I was just like, oh my gosh, like when you compare the mm-hmm. different performances and you see mm-hmm. who gets to be on the main stage but who gets to be on the stage where they perform on the way into a commercial.
Baby.
It's like, the colorism be real.
Ooh.
The rap skills don't be, it's like, excuse me, we need to do a swap. You know, like
yeah.
it's really, really clear
yeah.
who gets the looks. And I mean, obviously here, you know, we see that this is at play too, but then Mia and Shana unexpectedly say, you know what, we're gonna get together. Mia's like, let's fucking freestyle for these hoes. Like,
I feel that.
Let's freestyle. And even though freestyling is not Mia's strong point, she knew she could lean on Shana for
Absolutely.
That. And that's what I like about mm-hmm. Mia and Shana. It's like Mia, she knows her strength. Shana knows her strength.
Yep.
And they both come together and they make it work. And so you have Mia who's like, go ahead, spit the bars. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the chorus together mm-hmm. and I'm going to make it, you know what I mean?
I'm going to make
and
it
then,
saucy.
Yeah. And then, I mean, first of all, they get up there to Trick Daddy Shut Up.
Come
like,
on.
I've never heard any girl freestyle to Trick Daddy Shut Up.
That's
and then
such
they
a good
flip
one,
it.
Though.
Yeah. And they flip it and they, I mean, they did so much. And then the crowd is like, oh, hold up.
Wait now a minute, have, now yeah. I know this.
Yeah.
Now this look, Hold now up. This sound a little
this
bit more
what,
sickening.
You know, and they're really like, mm-hmm. you see the men in the crowd like yeah. Uh-oh. Like, you know you got something.
When you
men,
got heterosexual men,
yeah.
head you bobbing, men,
yeah.
you can speak, you, got, you can get through the heterosexual, yeah. you can speak yeah. hetero a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
They get into that.
When you got the straight niggas, you know, shaking their dreads.
Okay.
You know you got a hit, sis. So yeah, I mean, it was really, really good to see them get together and do what they do. And I feel like Duke, while they were there, I don't think Duke got to see their freestyle because Duke was like,
no.
oh, let me try to make a play. She runs mm-hmm. into
to Guap Dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because she saw Guap Dad from Episode. Across the room,
uh-huh.
but she tried to act like, you know, she didn't see him.
I'm
like, he's like, and then you hear, what's Duke titties? Duke and titties? Duke and boo? Titties? Like, that was like
and it's
crazy.
It's the oh shit! I swear, everyone yeah. in this room and y'all watching at home and listening, I know you ain't done that before. Like, oh, that's that bitch, girl. Don't say nothing. Don't say
mm-hmm.
nothing. Hey, girl. Oh, hey! Hey, oh my God. Oh my God, I didn't even see you over there, bitch. I saw you 20 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. But you know, we
talk about it. You look so good.
Yes, absolutely. And mm-hmm. it was the whole time. I will say too, I wanted to piggyback off how when they were on stage supporting each other, I do want to piggyback like how, take it back to, I think it was episode 2 when they were performing for the first time and Mia and Shauna were on two separate accords. Two separate situations. They were not a group at all. And Shauna was really trying to be like, bitch, we need to be a group. We need to be a group. Yeah. So it's so refreshing to see this episode, how the ladies kind of, you know what? Bitch, let me shut it down. Because yeah. I think that Mia finally saw that, babe, even though Shauna thinks her pussy is high up here, like, bitch, I am that girl. Y'all bitches don't know music.
Yeah.
Mia, you also think that, bitch, you're better than the next girl too. No shade. You have it in different ways. But you do in the sense of, you felt that the adversity that they were going through because they broke and everything like that, but you got cash, so you fine.
Yep.
No, baby, you're going through the same adversity that these girls are going through also.
Yeah.
And I think that Mia finally saw like, oh, bitch, I'm actually a part of this too. I'm not better than this. Let me go on up here and actually act like, you know what, we are a part of a group. This is my girl. Period. And I'm happy that they did that.
During the regulars only shindig, can we talk about Mia calling Lamont and that whole little moment? It's like, okay, Mia, girl, it is a lot with you. It's a lot
going on.
You know, like, okay, girl, what's the tea? What's going on? Do you want to be back with the father of your child?
She don't know.
What, like, do you want Mr. 30K? Like, what is happening,
sister? Mr. 30K. We just call Cash.
Mr. 30K. Sister.
I don't know. I think she's right now, Mia's looking like a pick me bitch, and I don't like it. I don't like it. She's giving pick me. Like, she gives it, it's almost like a codependency in a sense, where it's like, I don't know if my girl just needs someone. Like, I just need to be needed. You know what I mean? I want to be wanted. And I feel like, oh, well, Cash didn't work. Well, my baby daddy over here. And the gag is, do you think Mia only doing this because she knows she's about to meet up? He about to meet up with old dude in LA. So something could possibly pop for him. So it's like, oh, Lamont, oh, you still, hey.
I mean, yeah, she would be stupid if she didn't keep Lamont in her back pocket. But Lamont is very talented as well. Lamont
Absolutely.
Is very driven as well.
Absolutely.
So at any given moment, something can pop off with Lamont, mm-hmm. you know? But at the same time, it's like, girl, what do you want? Damn.
I don't think my baby knows.
What is going on? So now
Chastity, my girl Chastity, now while all this is going on, right? Chastity goes to Guap Dad's car. Okay, and she like, okay, we about to get some bread.
To make a play.
We about to get some bread, right?
The girls that she would leave because
I'm about to get some
they
money.
Had like a money play mm-hmm. for a club, mm-hmm. so she goes off with them thinking that oh, they're really mm-hmm. about to go get a gig together. They're about to go get paid for a club mm-hmm. appearance or something. That's why Duke goes and she follows Guap.
However, as they in the car, they taking off chains and my girl Duke. If I know the big Duke. I know Duke over there trying to figure out what the fuck. How can I get a piece of? Uh-huh. Duke is low-key recording in her mind. Okay, that goes in that, and that goes in there. Okay, cute. They go to the fish spot. Now Duke like, all right, and we about to go to the club or something. Aren't we about to? Y'all ain't ready to? Okay. But like, we hungry. We think like we're going to get some fish and get the fuck out of here. It's the fact that some dude that they were talking about in the car, PH something, comes in. And they like, oh my God, keep the food. Let's eat in. Let's go. Duke said, oh, bitch.
I think Duke was annoyed even when they was talking about what type of fish they want. Guap Dad wanted a BBL fish. He said he wanted the fish back to be loaded. He said, I want my fish to have a shape. Mm. I want my fish to have a BBL and titties
You ever had catfish, babe? But it's fried so fucking good, bitch. And that motherfucker come up.
It tastes like
a
BBL?
No. And that bitch curved like this. Like, it goes straight and then had like that big old hump in it. And so you take that piece. I haven't eaten yet, y'all. You take that piece and you get your bread and you get that fat ass fucking part where like bitch, I know BBL me with my catfish, girl. You never had your catfish? Like,
I've never had a BBL catfish.
Like, it ain't straight.
I've never had a catfish.
It like curl up at the back.
I've never had a catfish kinda, with a mommy makeover.
No.
I've never had it.
It just curls up at the back and you get that white bread.
I never had a catfish that had to put under anesthesia about, and had to get fat sucked out and put
a
it in
full
ass.
On. Yeah.
I've never had a catfish with titties.
Honey, it was sick. And ass. Oh,
but
it's
the way
so
they
good.
Was describing it, I'm like, well, maybe I need to get me a BBL catfish.
But let me tell you something. So as Duke leaves them, like, you know what? Because she like, where we gonna get this bread? He like, you want bread in your meal?
I hate people like that.
Fail the fuck out.
No,
bitch.
If I would have fought you.
Not you would have.
Yes. You know what bread I'm talking about. I ain't talking about the bread that you... I'm not talking about the bread that you slice up and put butter on, bitch. I'm talking about money.
He said, bitch, you want your white bread? She said, you know what?
Don't worry about it.
You can have it.
Y'all have this bread. I'm going to go get the real bread.
I'm going to get the real bread.
Y'all have this rye, white, whatever, multigrain. Do whatever the fuck you're going to do. I'm going to go get the real bread.
He's not multigrain with catfish,
Get your BBL fish. Go ahead, carry on.
Be distracted. They're about to sit down and eat.
The real bread.
Go get the real shit.
Yeah, like, y'all are annoying.
So back at Regulars Only Function, Lord AK, I almost called him AK-47 Lord. Lord AK comes in and come to find out, he saw my girls rapping. I didn't even know he was back there. And so
he
saying, you know, taking pictures, everything. And I love that my girl Shana and Mia had a fan. They're like, can I take a picture with y'all? Y'all was so fine. So I love that. I love my girls got fans, that period.
We know how to rap and we have support.
Absolutely. I think this happened in the first season, if I'm not mistaken, when they first performed too. That happened.
Of course.
They got off stage. I was like, can I take a picture with y'all? So I think that was a nod to the first season, if I'm not mistaken. So as that's happening, they walking through, Lord AK comes to us like, yo, y'all was fucking fire. Like, y'all were those girls. Like, for real, for real. Y'all want to come into the studio with us?
Yeah, and here come Francine.
Here goes tired ass Francois. Talk about some, oh, these are my artists, and these my song shits, and I made this happen. I wanted to say, now, you're not their manager, remember? What happened to, no, y'all got this. This is, you signed up for this. Because you told, when Duke tried to ask for some money, you said, this ain't how it is. Like, this is how it's supposed to go. Like, what happened to that? Oh. Well,
obviously, Francine's toupee's on too tight. He's lost a little bit of memory.
Just a little bit.
Sir, you have had nothing to do with anything that's going on over here.
You let us suffer, actually.
Not been 1 ounce of helpful. And I like the fact that, yeah, he hopped in. Oh, yeah, let me go get my other artist. And the girls was like, I think at first they thought about it. And they're like, nah, let's fucking get out of here without her.
Yeah.
This is our moment.
Yep.
You know, you have Shauna, who's been dying to meet Lord AK.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you have Mia, who's always going to seize the moment.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm really happy that they took that moment for themselves. I'm like, no, fuck her. We're going to go to the studio session. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this man whose tour it is actually has interest in us and appreciates our artistry and told us how fire we were. No, this is my moment. I'm not sharing it with that bitch who wouldn't even remember my name when she did her Complex interview.
Ooh.
Fuck you.
Ooh.
Fuck you. It's going to be me and Mia, and we getting the fuck.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Yeah, Shauna said, bitch, does that bitch even know our names? Like, I got to think about it. Like, maybe she don't, bitch. Like, I really don't
think
so.
No, she's right. I've never heard her say
that. But the fact that Lord AK was like, wait, that's y'all on our tour? So you don't even know. You don't need.
Didn't even.
But people don't know this at home, though. Like, oh, some real shit that happens in the real life. Like, some openers. I mean, some main like talent don't know their openers or don't even know who they're bringing as an opener with them. Some people, believe it or not, will be on the same bill and they don't even talk backstage. They walk past each other. Like, as I'm done with my set being an opener, I go to my dressing room. You go to the main stage, and now you perform. Some people don't even talk to the opener sometimes, but I've heard some stories. Guru.
Yeah, I think that's kind of whack.
It's very whack.
Yeah, I think that's.
Heard some people say, like, I've heard some like main artists.
It's like, why do I have an opener that I'm not fucking?
You don't talk to the opener, or they'll tell them you can't perform on certain parts of the stage.
Meanwhile, the gag is a lot of these openers ended up with more influence.
Ooh.
Than the main act. So you never know how the cookie crumbles. Maybe humility should be part of every artist's diet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Lord AK says, let's go back to the studio. Y'all want to go? Absolutely. They go without Francois, and I'm so happy. They said, we'll meet there. And he'll meet us there.
Yeah. You can stay home. You can stay at this party. Francine.
Yeah, stay there. So
Francine, you can stay every day. What's the name? We going
regulars,
to the studio.
The regulars only.
Francine, you can stay with the regular shit.
We about to get the fuck out,
yeah,
bitch.
We going to the studio.
So as they get to the studio, Lord AK and Shauna, they start to kick it off. And Mia said, I'm not a part of this conversation for real.
So I'm listening to Doji, really good TD artist.
I know
really
Doji.
Shit, and then Tia Corinne.
Yeah, we love Tia.
Really good.
And this honestly fed my soul personally because I'm such a music head and I even vibe with, like, when I'm dating someone or if I was with, when I was dating, I used to love talking to someone and they know music. Like, that really is a big turn on for me. It's like, oh, yeah. You know percussion, you know scales, you know notes and tones, and yeah. You can get technical with me, bitch. Hold the fuck up. And I love that for Shauna so bad because Shauna, like we said, is a know-it-all. And she even references it like, bitch, I used to think I was Mozart, bitch. Like, I used to think that I was that bitch. And I'm happy that Shauna told us, like, to the audience at home, like, I know I can be a little self-pretentious. I know I could be a little fucking self-righteous. But it's because I love what I do so much. And I think sometimes it can be confused with passion, with her, like, I know what all situation is. It can be a little borderline of passion. And I think that she finally found someone like Lord AK that's like, and he even found someone like, wait a minute. You're not a groupie little bitch. You're not a normal little bitch that's like, I want to just rap. I want to make money. Like, I'm going to chase the bag. That yeah. I think Lord AK was like, wait, you know shit. And for him to talk to someone like this, he hasn't had somebody like that since his brother passed, apparently. And we learned some more about that. And then my least favorite character of this whole. That
Lord AK is actually a normal person.
Yeah.
Like, so
he's not as pretentious as we thought. His little crew of Peanut and Gat and all them made it seem like he was like, where the hoes at? Meanwhile, Lord AK is the nigga that, like, I just want to make music. And here come Gat. My least favorite character this whole series so far. Talking about Shirley, that is fucking you, Shirley. Shauna's me.
Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you compare quotes from multiple local pros, browse homeowner reviews, and even book a service instantly. Angie's been connecting people with skilled pros for nearly 30 years. So the next time you have a home project, bring it to Angie to get your job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I don't know.
My thing with Shauna, too, is I get, like, she's probably, like, trying to play it cool. But I'm surprised that she didn't, like,
snap off,
confront this man because, like, this man embarrass you. I guess now she's really trying to, okay, let me actually try to play this game. But I'm sorry. Getting that vibe from Lord AK, obviously seeing that he's a normal, respectful yeah. guy. Like, me, I'd have been like, ain't you the motherfucker who fucking gave me a champagne shower, like, with no consent the other day because you were being a whole colorist?
Yeah.
Like, come on. And I feel that it was a safe place for her to do that because then you see how Lord was speaking to Gat, like, yo, get the fuck out of my face. You see what the fuck I'm doing. You see I'm talking to this girl. We're having a real conversation. Like, back the fuck up. It's always, like I said last episode, it's always the one who ain't got shit going on, who be the loudest, who be the most, like, flogy, and literally, like, the leader, the main artist is not even on that type of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I was surprised that she didn't use that moment to fucking tell his ass off. But, you know, she said, you know what? I'm just going to back out of this. Because I think for her, again, she wants to play the game. And she's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me play the game. I'm going to have a chance to speak with this man again.
As much as I did want her to defend herself, I did love that she said, you know what? This is too much for me. Mm-hmm. You go. And I think that even seeing Lord AK tell Gat, like, yo, back the fuck up. And it let me know. I said, oh, Gat, you're the lap dog that I thought you were in the first place. That's why you're so fucking loud. Baby, you go fetch me some more water, sis. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, baby.
You're doing too much.
Like, what do you mean? We got to go.
Way too much.
The word he used, I'm sorry, the phrase he used was, let me go order some hoes for you. Order, my nigga. The misogyny just keeps jumping out, huh? Like, women are just property. You can just order them on DoorDash real quick, bitch. Like, what the fuck is going on around here? Like, you gonna Uber Eats the coochie? What's happening? Girl, that is so fucked up. So my bitch Chastity goes to Guap Dad's car and break the windows with a metal rod that she found behind a dumpster, steals the money from the glove department. And one thing I love about Chastity for this, my bitch said, you know what? I'm not dumb. Let me break all these windows so it can give very much coop, 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 coop. Somebody tried to go into all these cars, bitch. So you can't say it was just me. Nah, bitch, everybody got a lick, honey. No shade. Nah,
she was out there getting her Beyonce lemonade on. I was like, wow, I didn't expect. I was like, is she really going to bust these windows? Yeah, she got
she
her.
She thought about it. She got her. You saw the hesitation. She said.
Yeah, she got her Jasmine Sullivan on, bust all the windows out
your motherfucking car.
And got the guap.
Yep.
Got guap dad's guap and got the fuck ASAP. And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, listen, I don't condone violence. I don't encourage violence.
Thievery.
But as a manager, you have to do what you got to do.
But as that's happening, me over there talking to Courtney. Courtney said something that I do live for in this goddamn episode to Mia, and it's fake it until you make it. Now, it's a cliche. However, in this industry, it's real. It is very real. The thing is, you know, if I had to be completely honest with you, a lot of your favorite artists at home are faking it so they make it because you're living off an advance. And only an advance only lasts for so long. And the thing is, you have to rent your cars, rent your jewelry, rent your lifestyle, because a lot of artists, it's called imagery. And this is a part of that advance that you do get as an artist when you get signed to a label. Just letting you know, I'm sorry if I'm breaking some people's hearts at home, this is what happens.
The days of big advances are
Here. Unless you're sickening, you're getting $100,000.
You have to be up maybe there 60, in the 000. Top 10, yeah. top 5%. Like, there are
the advances are
advances
tired.
Are not
that's what I'm saying. People
see.
Are renting their cars, renting their lifestyle, renting their jewelry. You know, I'm learning too. Followers don't mean sales. Streams don't mean ticket sales.
Yep.
And so
a lot of people who be dropping off tour dates and like then you got to cancel or technical difficulty. No, nobody bought the tickets.
Nobody bought them tickets, baby.
It was that capacity. It was ticket difficulty.
That capacity queue didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I feel like the fake it till you make it thing, I have never faked it that I made it because for me personally, I don't give a shit about if you think I got Gucci, Louis Prada and Koopy Poopy. I don't care about all that. What I care about the most is my talent, and I care about the brand that is connected to people. So for me, I love telling my story. I love the fact that I can say I worked at a chicken spot. You know, I was there for 2 years, and I feel like that kind of experience made me who I am, especially being a server. I think, honestly, because I was a server, it actually helped me to be able to do this job today. Mm-hmm. I was able to, I had to talk to anybody. I had to make myself, you know, likable to every single body, even if you come in with a badass attitude, bitch, okay? So shout out to that chain restaurant that I was slanging wings and Blue Ranch and Blue
Cheese.
Shout
out to the Chicken Shack. I've seen people say online that I'm broke, I'm this, I'm that, and I never deny that. Never argue with that. Believe what you want.
Believe what
the fuck
you
want. Because I will never be a slave to trying to keep up with the Joneses. I think that when you do have a certain platform and like you have a certain following, I do think that there are things that, okay, you better make sure that you're striving to be able to afford a certain type of lifestyle. Mm. Not necessarily like, you know, filthy rich, but you need to be like, your shit needs to be secure. You can't just be out here frivolous and living like an everyday person because you're just not. You know what I mean? So that's how I live my life. But as far as like me trying to keep up with the Joneses and fake it till I make it, I've never felt the need to do that. But also, I've never been a rapper. I think that there's something about being a rapper and a hip hop artist.
That's what I'm talking about, with those advances, bitch.
But it's not just advances too. It's like, we're living in an age where we're seeing a lot of like hip hop artists. They're starting to get in trouble for a lot of the fraud that they do, like
the
behind
fake
the
jewelry,
scenes,
fake
like
watches,
like they're getting roped off, like they're getting picked up by the feds. Like it's a lot of things that are happening because they want y'all to think that they are living these lavish lifestyles, and they are not.
No, baby.
And then you guys that watch them are striving to live that, thinking that it's real. Like it's not. It's not as easy as it seems. You don't just drop one song and all of a sudden you're filthy rich.
Absolutely. Like not in this streaming age, bitch.
No, and the fact that you have rappers still doing that, it's not the same. We're not talking about the days of like Busta Rhymes and Snoop Dogg and Tupac and Jay-Z and like those days are over, y'all. Mm-hmm. So when you see these rappers out here, like a lot of this jewelry be fake. A lot of these teeth be fake. That's why they be having the horse teeth, because they ain't get them shaved down correctly.
Or they didn't, you know, go what I'm saying?
They exactly. They didn't go to a real place where it's $30,000. No, they going down to Columbia getting a $2,500 special. Ooh. Then they get in a partnership with the doctor, and they posing for pictures because they got it for free. They didn't pay for it. Mm-hmm. Now you're watching them, and you're like, you're gonna be the dummy that pays $30,000 for the teeth. You know what I mean? So it's like, y'all, This business is very smoke and mirrors.
And I like this. Now, I like this a little bit.
I don't.
Uh-oh. See?
Mia, you're doing way too... You got to sit your ass down. You need to put that coochie on a break.
Yes,
we need a coochie.
Put it on
break.
Ice.
Somebody get this bitch a Kit Kat. Take a break. Put that coochie on ice,
girl. Put it on ice, bitch. Put it on the rock.
You doing too much. I said, one thing about Mia, she going to find her place to sleep.
Ain't that something?
She not sleeping in that motel.
Me.
I don't give a damn. Mia is going to find a way not to sleep in that motel.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I know that man got a nice hotel where they got room service, where they got clean linens, where they got robes and all that, and skyline views. That's where I need to be. So let me go ahead and pussy pop real quick. Mia, I understand, but sister.
Yeah, because the fact that Courtney...
Calm that coochie. Calm your tits.
Courtney was...
Calm your tits, please.
The fact that Courtney was like, you know, I'm supposed to be meeting up. I love how he ate her up. No shade, rolling the blunt. You know, this is actually quite interesting because I'm supposed to be meeting up with Lamont later. In L.A., she said, forgot about that nigga. Yeah, and I invited him to L.A., no shade, yikes. And he said, ain't that your guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my child's father.
That's my child's father.
That's not your man. I'm single. Oh, okay. So Courtney said, all right, well, let's head up at, you know. She said, we can go to the room now if you were like, my bitch needed somewhere to sleep.
ASAP.
So we can
she
go.
She was tired.
But no, fuck that. Why didn't you get to the room, Jesse, and my bitch stomach growling while she trying to ride some dick? She said, yeah, you like that? don't pay attention to that. It's okay. He said, you all right? Yeah, I'm okay. You like that? I would have thought, no shade, if that was me, if I was Courtney, I would have thought a bitch had IBS.
Honestly,
I'd have said, bitch, are you got the shit? Are you about to shit on my lap? Are you all right? Being hungry, bitch. Why does your stomach sound like a fucking cave? What's happening? But no shade.
I thought she had farted at first. Because I had that happen to me one time.
And I need you to elaborate.
It was very unfortunate.
Wait.
It was very unfortunate.
Jesse,
it was this fine ass nigga, too.
You
I was
farted?
Like, damn. No, I mean, I didn't mean to, but it's like, I had been waiting all my life. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, I'm finally going to fuck this nigga. But my thing is, honestly, Mia, I'm sorry.
In that goddamn room, honey.
Girl. The way your stomach was singing and you kept trying to avoid that I'm so, like, girl, what?
Mia sometimes is really me.
Your stomach sounded like an ogre.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, what the fuck?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I'm a viewer and I was embarrassed.
You're like, bitch, secondhand. Sound like a 1971 Ford trying to start up.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, it's okay, girl. Order you something to eat.
He said, girl,
needy.
He said, girl, you can eat.
But like, you don't want to eat in front of the tray.
No, that's food.
No,
that's food. Come on now. You hear somebody's stomach growling like that, come on, that sis. Like, I understand, but come on, there's boundaries to this shit. Like, he was like, girl, we got all night. We have got all evening. Let's get something to eat. Let's get you some food, please. We have all night long. Listen.
Please brace yourself.
My God, we are on all night long time. Trust me. We could dance on the ceiling, all that. But okay, we are on Lionel Richie time all night long.
All night long, baby. Relax.
Let's get you an appetizer. Let's get you something to eat. And then, like, finally, when she okay, let me look at the menu. Girl!
You know you was hungry. You knew you was hungry.
I want to know what she ate.
Maybe she... I do want to know what she ordered.
She probably ordered some lemon pepper wings. Oh, my gosh. She's so day counting.
I want to know what she...
Let me get lemon pepper wings. Y'all got some lobster tails?
Yeah.
That's exactly how me... Y'all got some lobster tails?
Girl, please. I'm going to get me a... It's the fourth season.
Oh,
I'm going to get me a goddamn meal up in this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Time. Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, man. I ain't paying for it.
And it's going on your card.
Yeah, baby. Roll it, roll.
Food is always the best when I don't pay for it.
Oh, it's literally.
Free meals are always the best.
And so now Mia gets back from the hotel the next morning. My bitch Duke come in with breakfast, a whole meal. This is the first time I see these bitches eat, okay? It's the first time I've seen these bitches
Duke
eat.
Is like, see, yeah, this is how I take care of my... Girl, you got them one Waffle House meal. Calm the fuck down.
It's okay,
down.
But it's better
they
than what they had.
They busting down Waffle... See how I take care of my team? You see how I take care of my team? Everybody eats. Bitch, you are not Scarface. Relax.
Listen.
Relax. I don't see not one piece of BBL catfish on that table.
That's true.
Relax.
But Shauna was just stealing... hot dogs and fucking
was.
Donuts under her hoodie. So, bitch,
let's celebrate the win.
I'm so happy that Duke, and that's, it kind of made me like Duke a little more. And I say this every other episode where I'm like, oh, the correct, shout out to the character development and shout out to Dave Helm for this, because let me tell you something, the character development I'm seeing on Duke is so fucking good and progressive, but progressive in the best fucking way. The showrunners is like really making Duke just kind of unfold like a good old air mattress, bitch. Like it's just kind of just, and I'm seeing layers to her. Like she gets the desperation of her, the way it's the willingness, the way that she would make anything happen, but to also take care of the people that she's around. One thing about Duke I've noticed too, she is a little bit tired, but she does keep her word. It may be in a tired way. And it may be in a sense of like, bitch, you for real?
Yeah.
But she really does try at least to keep her word, so.
Jonica Booth is an actress.
Oh, down.
Season one, you definitely did the thing. But I feel like this season is Duke's season.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the acting is just really jumping out. I feel like we've seen a lot of range from anger to excitement to anxiety to sadness. Like, I'm seeing a lot from Jonica this season, and she plays Duke.
Yeah.
And it's really, really phenomenal. Yeah. And so, I don't know. This is Duke's season. I know, this show's about, you know, the journey of Shauna and Mia, but this is Duke's season.
No, Duke
like, Duke has been eating these episodes up.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Mia gets on the bus. All the girls are eating breakfast together. And Mia finally gets that response that she was looking for. But I think, what was her best friend that sent her that post? On Instagram?
Like, girl, why is this nigga posting you like this? Why is this puss-ass nigga posting you like this? And here he goes posting Mia, putting a emoji over her face, putting her ass in the air, knowing that you haven't answered her. Like, that is so corny. I'm like corny. Corn.
Does that? But that's
a cornfield.
Does that
just,
not?
All I
like,
see is corn. Just
under
corn.
Revenge porn. Hmm. Is her face not in it? Does that not?
I don't know. I'm saying, damn, her face is not in it.
Yeah. Does that? But that still qualifies revenge porn.
I would think so because that's my body and I didn't consent. I didn't consent to you posting it, and literally you haven't even responded to me. I don't even know where we stand.
Yeah.
You and this is what you do.
But maybe he thought because she sent her that picture.
Of course.
Like, oh, I got him.
No, he's like, oh, no, I got you, bitch.
I got you, bitch. Because maybe he thought, like, did you post that somewhere? Did you send that to? Who did you send? Who did you intend
but
to
I'ma
send that to?
I'ma send it to the world.
Yikes.
That's a corny nigga.
Yeah.
He gotta be a Libra.
But it's not Libra.
He either a Libra or a Gemini. One of them. Just
I
corny.
See Gemini.
Corny.
I definitely see Gemini.
Corn.
Sure. No shame.
Corn.
But my question corn. Is to you, like, do you think that what she did to initiate all this, not saying that she deserved this, I'm just saying, I'm not justifying Akasha's actions at all, but I'm saying in the sense of she definitely started this and he definitely felt betrayed from her. So it's kind of just like, at some point, okay, who's, of course, two wrongs to make a right, but like...
Yeah, but she's tried to reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
She's texted you. She's obviously called you.
Mm-hmm.
She's sending you pussy pics from the back. Mm-hmm. Like, sir, just if you're not going to fuck with me no more, just don't fuck with me no more. Yeah, like, just don't fuck with me no more. But why post my backside coochie lips for the world to see?
Coochie lips.
You know what I'm saying? And that picture was fire.
It was a good nude.
That was a good fire-ass picture. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just very, very corny. Like, I'm sorry. I've never had anybody do that to me. I would be calling my lawyer, but you know, the girls, they ain't got no lawyer money yet.
They're not there yet. No.
But yeah, like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, you made yourself out to be the stand-up guy. Stand-up guys don't behave like that. That makes
he
me look
did.
At you. You put
oh
yourself,
my God.
You made it seem like you're a protector, you're a provider, you're this, you that. You got flowers all on the floor. You got the purple light. What happened to the purple light?
Purple light!
Nigga? What happened to the purple light nigga? The purple light nigga would never treat me like that.
Are we talking about Cash or Prince?
Cash. He had the purple lights. Mr. 30K, he had the purple lights. He had the pool going. He had the rose petal. He the road peddling. He had the champagne. He had the Moet right by the pool.
Yeah.
Bitch, that is not purple light nigga behavior. You put me up on that, put me up online like that. You didn't even answer me back. What the fuck?
I thought that he was the stand-up guy. I thought he was the one with the class. I thought he was the one that was going to be like, I'm looking for a real-ass motherfucker. I need, like, a real woman by my side. Meanwhile, you just as corny as these other niggas out here. No shame.
I thought you were a purple light nigga.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you are not.
You're more of a fluorescent.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You definitely...
Yeah. Not clap on!
A little clap on nigga. It's giving clap on energy. Clap on niggas. They be so excited because they ain't never had shit.
Please.
Oh, watch this. You a clap on nigga.
Please. Please.
Hey, clap on nigga.
Oh my God. Well, that's episode 4. That is episode 4.
My goodness.
Quite interesting.
Yeah.
We end off on this cliffhanger of what's about to happen, how Mia's going to react. And I think we go to L.A. next. So
yeah.
I'm quite interested to see how Lamont's going to be with.
Is Lamont going to show up?
I think he is. If I know Lamont, I think he's going to show up in L.A. And if he shows up in L.A. and Courtney's there.
She's going to be watching Melissa.
Melissa's going to go with Mama.
But she don't like none of y'all mamas.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, she don't want to be bothered with nobody.
But that's what Mia was like. I know my mom going to have an attitude, but oh well. But yeah. I don't know why Mia set herself up to invite Lamont to L.A. I guess y'all know her pussy hungry or something. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, Miyake is out and she's ready to play.
Yeah. But also, too, I look forward to seeing how Francine is going to react to the girls being able to go to the studio, Shauna getting closer to Lord AK. I really feel like this is a bad look for him because even remember when they were in the studio, Lord AK was like, it just was really strange how Raina ended up on the tour.
Yeah, he said,
like, he was like, that. The Francine nigga was very, very persistent, kept hitting us up, and all of a sudden, it was here. Mm-hmm. So that makes me look at Francine, Fanny Pants, Francois, whatever, Lord Farquaad, whatever. Your business is not looking too tight.
Yeah, Francois.
We be talking about Duke. But the gag is the real fraud ass manager is
Francois.
Francine.
Well, Jesse, as they know at home, the conversation don't stop with me and Jesse, okay? We want to hear from you, Chat Shit Committee. Follow us on Rap Shit on Max, okay? And use the hashtag Rap Shit because we want to see what you got to say about this episode and what's your prediction about what's going to happen in the next episode, honey, okay?
Yes, and make sure that you catch a new episode of Rap Shit every Thursday, new episodes. And once you're done watching the episode, make sure that you come check us out because we got visualities this season. For season 2, you can see us live and live in color on the Max app, on Max's YouTube channel, on Radio's YouTube channel, on Spotify, baby. We are everywhere.
We are
omnipresent, just like the God, okay?
Come on!
So make sure that you check us out and come over here and join us as we chat about all the shit that happens during the episode.
Period. And we will catch you guys in the next one. Boom.
Chat Shit, the official Rap Shit podcast, is produced by Loudspeakers Network and Radio Formats. Loudspeakers executive producers are Matt Raz and Chris Morrow. Radio executive producers are Issa Rae, Jifa Yador, and Benoni Tego. Producers for Max are Becky Rowe, Kania Reyes, Allison Cohen. Associate producers are Caleb Stevens, May Say Hi, and Tyrell Worley. The show is mixed by Dwayne Crawford. Thank you for listening.
Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.